The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding about 100 liters. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples. And they remained there a few days. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In this weekend's Gospel, we see or witness through the proclamation of the Gospel the revelation of the glory of God through Jesus and the sign that he performs for the sake of this wedding brings his disciples to believe in him. It is a quiet sign. It is subtle. It is not for everyone to see. And it's interesting to see that this first sign, revealing the glory of God through Jesus Christ, not only begins to identify Jesus as from God and as God himself, it is rather minimal in its wonder. Of course, the act of turning water into wine is amazing, but there were no demons cast out. No one was raised from the dead. There was no obvious healing. No one's sins were forgiven. Instead, the first sign that Jesus performed was in order to bring joy to the gathering of people who had come together to celebrate that wedding. And who prompted that sign? Jesus did not take the initiative and he didn't say, "Well, you know what I'll do? You know what they need? They need more wine. Let me help them with that." It was Mary, his mother, who is clearly identified in this passage as Jesus' mother. And in the Gospel of John, we have already firmly established that Jesus is our Savior. So the mother of the Savior came to him and said, "You should do this, son. They are without wine." And Jesus, although not convinced that he should, does. He listens to his mother and the instruction of Mary to the servants who were nearby is, "Do whatever he tells you." And yes, that instruction was meant for those servants in that moment to listen to the instruction of Jesus to accomplish this task, this gift. But this instruction of Mary can be heard often, regularly. It can become something that echoes in our ear, in our mind, in our heart. It can be something that draws us to the life of holiness God desires for us. Do whatever He tells you. Do whatever that Jesus tells you. This is not an easy thing to accept or to follow, because it is broad. Do whatever He tells you. And it challenges our own sense of identity, individuality, independence, our own pride and or confidence in our own ability to make good decisions and lead up my own life. When we hear the voice of Jesus' mother in our hearts or in our soul, do whatever He tells you, it challenges our pride. It also challenges our ability to trust in Jesus. It stretches our relationship with Him. But when Jesus proclaims and gives us instruction and teaches His disciples, all of it leads to life. And the more we hear from Jesus, the easier it should become to be able to follow Mary's instruction. Do whatever He tells you. For example, Jesus gives life to all things and makes them holy. Do whatever He tells you. The Lord lifts up and makes things new. Because this is true, we can do whatever He tells us. Your God will rejoice over you as a bridegroom rejoices over his bride. Because God cherishes us, it becomes easier to do whatever He tells us. Jesus says, I come so that you might have life. Do whatever He tells you. I will not leave you orphaned. I will not abandon you or forsake you. Do whatever He tells you. Come and see, and then you will know. Do whatever He tells you. Take up your cross and follow me. Do whatever He tells you. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats of my flesh will receive eternal life. Do whatever He tells you. I will send the Holy Spirit to you, and you will receive understanding and faith and the ability to proclaim the fullness of the gospel and other gifts that will unite you to me for the glory of God and the good of the world. Do whatever He tells you. Love one another as I have loved you. Do whatever He tells you. Because He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, we can come to be able to do what He tells us. Teach your children my commandments. Speak of them night and day. Do whatever He tells you. Come to me, all who are thirsty. I will satisfy your thirst forever. Do whatever He tells you. Stand up and walk. Your sins are forgiven. Do whatever He tells you. All you who have ears, listen. Do whatever He tells you. I have known you. I have formed you in the womb of your mother. I hold you in the palm of my hand. And because He desires and is part of our life to such a degree, this God of ours, this Savior, our hearts can rest easy, can have confidence in being able to say yes, to be able to honor the instruction or the prompt of Holy Mary, the mother of our Lord, and turn to Jesus and say, yes, I will do whatever you tell me.